Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Okay, last question. We only have a couple minutes left. I was thinking about this today because you and I have talked a lot about the Bills draft over the last few years. We had this big thing about the Bills versus Chiefs, which is a really interesting discussion. I brought up, and I'm looking at it on the screen here so Matt can see it. A lot of you, if you can go look at it somewhere. The question is basically this. Does the recent ascension slash success, albeit limited, of Cole Bishop and Max Hairston make you feel any differently than you have about the Bills' last two draft classes?
Not last year's, this year's, yes. Last year's draft class is really gross if you look at it just from top to bottom. Now, there are still some questions that we have. We don't know what Keon Coleman is, but that has been far too inconsistent. Dwayne Carter, the same thing. Ray Davis has really been a non-factor this year. Cedric Van Pern Granger, still don't really know what that is. Ulofosio, obviously not a thing. Solomon has been fine, a good special teams player.
Solomon is probably exactly what you get out of a fifth-round pick.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And Tylan Grable is a player that they really like, but who has been unavailable because of a concussion. So that's an interesting one. Their draft class this year, I think, looks a lot deeper and better.
I'll even throw Jordan Hancock in here to a lesser degree because he's playing more and he has a fifth-round pick this year.
But Landon Jackson is the one that, you know, you wish you just got more productivity out of.
I agree with that. I mean, again, though, if TJ Sanders, I think TJ Sanders was a bit inconsistent anyway when he was playing, but if he could step into a role where they need him, obviously that would help a lot. But
this is where the Landon Jackson, it wasn't an argument, but disagreement we had has evolved, because if he's not getting on the field now, I don't know if he ever will. That is a major problem with the injuries that they have had. And, you know, you talk about.
And do you blame, if that happens, do you blame him as just not being good enough? Or do you blame the Bills for drafting a prospect? Because I think the grade was pretty commensurate around the league about what he was, third round pick.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Do you fault Brandon Bean then for the draft pick? Or do you say the guy just obviously hasn't materialized? You know what I mean?
It is very chicken and egg. because you could have said, well, he would probably be better right now if he was playing in all of these games leading up to it. But because they have better options, that's why he didn't play. But the better options aren't really that good. Right. So if they're not that good, why wasn't he playing more? It's very chicken and egg. Because when they made it would be hypocritical for me to be like, oh, it was a terrible draft pick. Because 6 months ago, I would have said, oh, yeah, there was a consensus that this guy was a good player. And, you know, we have learned over time that sometimes you have to be a little bit more patient. I just wonder, though, with Hoyt, with now the Bosa wrist injury and all the stuff, Landon Jackson just...
He's got to play. He's got to step into a role.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.